Regular listeners and perhaps lucky irregulars could easily remember that we've been checking in on artist Deirdre O'Mahony's long-term project exploring food and agriculture in Ireland. Well, that project has come to ripeness in The Quickening, a kind of cinema opera which is now screening at the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Dublin, but is also about to set off to smaller venues around the country for what the artist calls a walls and halls tour of rural venues. Culturefile's Quailin Mac Namara went to the Dublin launch to meet the artist and her collaborators.
My name is Deirdre O'Mahony. I'm a visual artist and we're here in the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Trinity College, Dublin. Today, my new work, The Quickening, is opening in the Douglas Hyde. And this is primarily a film, a 36-minute film, which captures the voices of a representative selection of stakeholders involved in food production and consumption and policy. It's the outcome of a three-year project I did called the Sustainment Experiments that looked at different ways of engaging farmers, scientists, policymakers. What I wanted to do was create a kind of public space where people who wouldn't normally rub shoulders get to sit side by side and share food and their thoughts and opinions on what it means to farm, what it means to grow food, what it means as a scientist to look at the consequences of certain kinds of agricultural practices. And the outcome was 18 hours of conversations that were then painstakingly transcribed by a young artist called Fiona Gannon. And that transcription is an over 300-page document that is downstairs in the gallery. And it's a snapshot of the opinions shared over the table at those two meals.
Don't beetles break down manure? Their mites feed on flies who compete with the beetles.
I thought that by having people sing the words as opposed to repeating them or having actors repeat them, that it would defamiliarize them sufficiently to allow us to hear what people are saying in a different way.
Turn organic matter into plant nutrients.
I had been working with a regenerative farmer called Susanna Crampton in Kilkenny, on the shores, or in Thomastown in Kilkenny. And Susanna farms for dung beetles, because dung beetles play such a pivotal role in maintaining healthy soil. John Brennan and I recorded the dung beetles on her farms. We recorded the soil life, the microbial life. We recorded ants marching. It was quite extraordinary. And so in the film, I wanted to make the voices of the non-human world heard also. And that's the kind of duet that plays out over the course of the film.
I'm a singer, Siobhan Kavanagh, based in Dublin. I started working with Deirdre, I'd say, about a year ago now. It's been amazing to work with a huge collective of musicians, so it's been a really beautiful process. We started out mapping it, looking at the different issues and how we might tell the story of the content with music, and kind of looking at the strengths of the different musicians and kind of thinking, could they be that voice? Could that instrument sound bit on that, are good on that part? So it's a lot of arrangement. It's kind of Irish traditional music put in a blender, which is, I think, all of the music maker on the piece all come from experimental backgrounds. Even if we are traditional, like, time to time, we all kind of blend it, you know. So it's definitely, it wouldn't be just kind of in a traditional box.
You know, you're bringing it all back, Siobhan, as you're describing it, because there was one extraordinary moment where everybody was just singing from the same hymn sheet, literally, but improvised. It went on for about 9 minutes, and it's the emotional heart of the film.
I think everyone should be interested in food production and farming.
Our every action has consequences. The personal is not just political. It's the future of our children and our children's children. If we don't take action now, we're in real trouble. I'm trying to muster every tool that I can as an artist. I want to both seduce and engage and enthrall audiences. I want to engage politicians. I want to engage the policymakers. I really want to engage the policymakers of the future to come and to see the film and look at the programme of events that's happening.
There's no holistic thinking.
There's no holistic thinking.
And get involved.
Long term.
It's not long term.
It's not long term. We used to grow healthy food. Why not go back? Then you have less kids that are sick.
Deirdre O'Mahony there at the Douglas Hyde Gallery, where The Quickening is screening until June. The Walls and Halls tour runs from April 18th to May 4th, starting at Rathana Community Hall, Carlow, and finishing in Blackbird Culture Lab, Wexford. Check out Culturefile on Blue Sky for details of all the stops.